We give the final say of the week to the environment, and it's been hard to ignore the devastation of what's been happening in the eastern states. Floods have ravaged homes and communities across New South Wales and Queensland, with many people being displaced and left with little indication of recovery efforts. Many people have voiced their concerns over the government's lack of urgent response, including the Australian Parents for Climate Action Group. Their CEO, Nick Seaton, joins us on the line right now. Morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. I want to start with a little bit about you. Can you tell us about the Australian Parents for Climate Action Group and what you're all about?
Absolutely. So a little bit like what it says on the name, we are a group of parents from across the country. We've got up to 16,000 supporters so far, and we really are working together to find positive solutions to the challenge of climate change. And we've only been around for a couple of years, but it's been a really fantastic experience, and one that as a parent, I've really needed to be able to talk to other parents and think about how to make the future for our kids a lot safer.
Well, one of the things that you've been really vocal and active about in the last couple of weeks is, of course, these floods in New South Wales and Queensland. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, visited Lismore this week, one of the worst affected areas, and declared a state of emergency. Some people, maybe including your group, have said that that's maybe a little too little too late. How do you feel about the sort of final move for Scott Morrison to finally visit Lismore?
Yeah, look, I do welcome the government's recognition of the scale of this disaster and the fact that climate change is a major contributing factor. But it might be the first time Scott Morrison's recognised a climate disaster as a national emergency, but it's not the first time that he's ignored his responsibility to take greater action on climate and to do that more seriously.
Yeah, you've noted there that this is the first time the Prime Minister has actually acknowledged a climate disaster as a national emergency. How does this differ from previous climate disasters such as the Black Summer bushfires?
The Black Summer bushfires, which were so big in their geographic scale, prompted the Royal Commission to look at what ways the government should be responding, and creating this national emergency declaration instrument was one of those ways. And so this is the first time it's actually been applied, even though it has come over a week after this disaster has really been unfolding in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. And I think a lot of people are rightly really upset because families across eastern Australia are really paying a heavy price for a lack of preparedness and unchecked climate pollution. And that's really making these events so much more extreme. And climate disasters are evidently now an annual occurrence. And it's the people whose lives and homes are at risk who are really being left to pay the bill. We think the government could be doing so much more.
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Almost all the coverage of these floods and the aftermath have not really mentioned much about the federal government or the actions that they're taking. Should we be alarmed by that the government aren't sort of singing from the rooftops all of the help that they should be putting into place?
Absolutely. I mean, when it comes to climate change, we're living with it now, and it's becoming more and more challenging year on year. And we really need to think about it, not just in terms of coping with it when you're going through it, but preparing for it, adapting to the changes overall, and doing everything we can to mitigate the problem in the first place. We can't just keep plucking people out of the river. We've got to go upstream and figure out why it's causing a problem and figure out why people are in danger. And we know that climate change is being driven by a fossil fueled energy and transport and economic infrastructure, that we have the solutions to move towards clean energy and much more economic opportunities, that the rest of the world is really racing ahead way further than Australia. And all it would take is the government to recognise that opportunity for Australia, not just in terms of how we can protect people's lives and homes, but also really seize the economic opportunity of the future of clean energy and clean economic development.
We are joined this morning by Nick Seaton, the CEO of Australian Parents for Climate Action. We're talking about the devastation of the floods in New South Wales and Queensland. We've been seeing some horrendous images over the last couple of weeks in many parts of the news, in many parts of the world, but focusing in this morning on the floods. Is it fair to say, Nick, that people are maybe frustrated by the lack of support, but maybe even more so by the lack of willingness to address climate change? If we could sort of address that, it would maybe help to prevent these disasters from happening in the future?
Absolutely. I think parents especially, a lot of the parents I've been talking to in Lismore and in southeast Queensland, are seeing this happen, not just through their eyes, but through their eyes of the kids. And their kids are scared. And it's really hard sometimes when you're a mum in your community trying to deal with the disasters and you're hearing your neighbourhood screaming for help and you're trying to explain to your child what's going on. And I really think that people are just sick to death of delay and spin. And what they really need are climate solutions now. And it's not hard. We've got the tech. We know what the answers look like. There are so many reports and investigations that have shown that there are more jobs if we pursue a positive climate action direction than if we don't. So this really is a no-brainer, and it's one that we're really just tired of waiting for the government to take action on.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, Nick, I just want to get your thoughts on something. The Federal Minister for Emergency Management, Bridget McKenzie, has said that the Commonwealth have done as much as they can to help people in flood-affected areas. She's talking, obviously, there in terms of the Australian Defence Force coming in and helping and financial support. How do you feel about that?
It's frustrating to hear, but I recognise what Minister McKenzie is saying. If we have a disaster and the government does as much as it can, and that's not enough, what they're really saying is, you're on your own. We haven't done enough to stop climate change or to take that to the world agenda. And so when it happens to you, we'll do everything we can, but we don't have enough resource, so you're on your own. And that's not good enough. That really smacks, I think, of a lack of understanding that there is so much more that we could be doing and that there's so many more reasons to be seizing the opportunities of clean energy infrastructure, and Australia could be a world leader in that area. So I understand what she's saying. I think I really appreciate that the Defence Force have stepped in and helped out. But if that's the best we've got right now, then we're not really looking at our full list of options.
Absolutely. Hey, Nick, we haven't had floods here in Western Australia, but we are no strangers to natural devastation. Bushfires and the bushfire season definitely here and present in WA. If there are other parents out there or other people out there listening who want to be involved in the Australian Parents for Climate Action, what can we do and where can we go to do that?
Absolutely. And it's such a critical time because as the government moves towards an election, they're really intently listening to what the community wants to hear. And so I really do encourage parents to connect. You can join Australian Parents for Climate Action or any group where you feel like you're able to express your views. You can find us online. Just Google Parents for Climate Action. But of course, I also really encourage you to speak with your representatives and let them know what your concerns are, because it gets noticed. They count that conversation. They report it back to the party. They tell decision makers what people want. And especially at election time, your voice is powerful.
Yeah, no time like the present. Nick Seaton, thank you so much for your time this morning.
And thank you. Thanks for your concern on this issue.
Speaking there with the CEO of Australian Parents for Climate Action, Nick Seaton, talking about the floods and the government's sort of late response to those floods, albeit welcomed. But really, is the issue here about a lack of response or maybe a lack of willingness to get to the root of the cause, which is, of course, climate change? Love your thoughts. 0405 921 921.